¿Sí?
No.
Entonces, only one.
To begin with.
Only one.
What is that?
Okay, in the transcendental world,
yes,
especially in Golok, the language spoken is a Bhashi, and on one section, the other section, the Mahaprabhu section.
Yes.
Where is Sanskrit, Maharaj, to be found?
Sanskrit is also there in both places. In Navadvip, so many Sanskrit scholars, Mahaprabhu himself, Sanskrit scholar. And but in Vrindavan also, got Gurumuni and the others, and the mothers there of Sanskrit scholars.
But Krishna cannot understand Sanskrit.
Yeah.
In the sense that in his particular Gopalila.
Gopalila. He might have heard partially, but then he studied from Sandipani and others.
Sandipani Muni to Sanskrit bhi padhi
hai. But that is in Mathura Lila. In Vrindavan Lila, mainly this Bajiboli. But some communication with Sanskrit Pandits also there. We may think of Prakrita. That is broader, wider. So, when Vrindavan, that is the broadest, the widest, we think. So everything must come within. The Sanskrit will come within Vrajabodhi. The Ganjar is within the plainness of Vrindavan. In every respect, that should be the origin. The Sanskrit is the product. We may think in that way.
It's a real revolutionary concept, Maharaj.
Yes. Cannot but be. But that must be the origin. Just as we have our Vedic culture here and tradition and the present Pandits, European Pandits, the scholars, they say, no, first the first origin of civilization from Mishar, or Babylon, or they are empirical scholars, they are of particular opinion. But our opinion, we do not accede with that, by that. So also, when we once accept that is the prakritaram, that is the origin of everything, so whatever is there, it may be so plain. The Ganjar of Vaikuntha, that is there within. In Sarup Damodar and Sivas Pandit's talk, and Hela Panchami date there, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sivas Pandit is speaking in favor of Vaikuntha. There are so many Ganjar, so many things. Sarup Damodar, you don't, you are Narada temperament, Sivas. You appreciate more about Vaikuntha and the majestic Ganjar there. But you don't you can't remember that the Vrindavan, they do not like this Ratnam and Ashokya, but it is there suppressed. While it is the poor, they adore much the gold and the jewels. But they have got enough jewels and the gold, they like the flower and the leaf, all this natural, simple thing. So that is suppressed there. Kalpa Vrikha, then the Chintamani, all these things, anything can produce anything there, the original place. So once we admit that to be the original position, by deduction everything will come, that whatever gorgeous or what is dignified, everything must come from there. What is there, that is the acme. We have to, by mathematics, by logic, we have to think, regulate our thoughts in that way. What do you say?
I was just wondering, is that Srivas of Panchatattva?
Yes.
Yes, Srivas Panchatattva.
So how is he? He's in Panchatattva with Mahaprabhu, and he's so much appreciation for Vaikuntha.
That you may say, that is, he's Narada. And then you can say, he is pleading for others to understand. He's pleading from the opposition party to make it known to the public. Uh-huh. Even taking that way.
ভাই কালকে প্রপন্ন জীবনামৃতে বাংলার কথা হচ্ছিল আমাদের সর্বমন প্রভু বলছিলেন
না আমরা আলটিমেটলি আজকে সকালবেলা মহারাজ টাইটেলের নিয়ে আমরা ডিসকাস করছিলাম তো ইউনানিমাসলি অ্যান্ড কোয়াইট স্পন্টেনিয়াসলি উই কেম টু ওয়ান টাইটেল দ্যাটস দ্য নেচার অফ সারেন্ডার
নেচার
অফ সারেন্ডার
সারেন্ডার Surrendered. Surrender.
Yes.
Nectar of surrender.
Nectar in the life of a surrender people, man. Prapanna jivanam, prapanna jivanamatam. Prapanna jivane amrita. Who, those that have come to take refuge, this will be nectar like that. This will be. That was my conception previous. That it will be nectar to whom? Those that have surrendered, it will be nectar to them. Otherwise, ordinary people may not.
It will be poison to them. Give up this, give up that.
It will be nectar in the life who have surrendered. They are the real adhikari. They are. It is meant for them. Jiva Goswami has written in his book, Bengali, Shapatopita. Those that have got faith in such an invade in Bhagavata, they have to read this book. Otherwise, I put, even Shapatopita.
Curse?
Yeah, curse. They may not. Those that have no faith in this thing, they must not come to read my book.
Jiva
Goswami has written in that such a way. Right. You won't come, you unbeliever, you won't come to touch my book in this way. You are unbelievers, it is not meant for you. A seed. Only the world's got faith in such and such things, it is only for them. You are discarded. You ordinary public discarded. Sapathopita, you must not touch my book. You will understand it otherwise. This is also a custom. Custom.
So Maharaj, in one sense...
At least if one comes, ventures to read with some caution, he will come over. The curiosity will be more. Why he say so? Adhikari, adhikari may not. We'll come to read the Veda. Adhikar. Adhikar, if we have got no attained the standard, then we will misunderstand, mutilate, all these things. Parakhavada viduya balana munasasu. Shankaracharya also says, just before, athatu bhamma jigyasa. What is the meaning of this atha? Shankaracharya says, Ramanuja also says, athatu bhamma jigyasa. Atha. What is the meaning of atha? Atha means anantaram. After this, after which one has attained this sama, dama, tatikha, all this. One who has controlled his senses, his mental speculations, sama, dama, who have got a very tolerant and a persevering spirit, tatikha, and something. They will come to study this book. In Uttara Mimamsa Vedanta, Vedavyasa has written Athatu Brahma Jigyasa. Atha means Anantaram. After this, after which? After he has acquired such particular qualities, particular greed, then he will come to study this. Not for ordinary people. They will misunderstand, misinterpret, mutilate. The trouble will be created in the society. So, for social benefit, I say that only such person will come and they will have proper, clear understanding, and then they will preach that to the public in a particular installment, and they will be benefited public. So, Athatu. Ramanu says, no, Atha does not mean that. Atha means after finishing the Purva Mimamsa of Vyasadeva, of Jaimini, Purva Mimamsa and Uttara Mimamsa. After one has finished the course of Purva Mimamsa, that is Nishkam Varnashram Dharma, then he will come to understand, the study this Uttara Mimamsa. Then it will be beneficial to him. He has finished successfully the Karmadhikar. And then he will come to enter into Gyanadhika. That is Ramanu says. And Baladeva Vidyabhushan says, whoever he may be, whether a Karmi or Gyani, whoever may be, Atha means he must have Satsanga, Sadhu Sangha. From everywhere he has got the proper association of a proper Sadhu, he is entitled to study this book, qualified to study this book. He will understand the real meaning. And this way, so everywhere there is consideration for adhikar. Adhikar means yogyata. Yogyata
is
up to
fitness.
What is?
Ability or aptitude.
Aptitude. Qualification.
Qualification. Mm. Standard of qualification. He must acquire, and then he will come to tackle this plane. And he will have healthy association. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Our Guru Maharaj used to say, Atato, now that we have come to the human form of life, after coming to the human form of life.
Only human form of life is not sufficient.
Yes.
Satsanga.
Yes.
Sadhu Sangha. Sadguru Charanasa, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. Anyone who has got the grace of a sadhu, Yahu Bhagavat Para Vaishnava Sthane. Even a Brahmin is not qualified to reach, to enter into Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu says, go to a Vaishnava, and then you will get the real standpoint of Bhagavatam from him, how to approach Bhagavatam. Here was one Devananda Pandit, a Brahmin, of noted scholarship. He used to Uddhapana, as a professor of Bhagavatam. And many used to come to hear from him Bhagavatam. Sivas Pandit, he was an expert in the explanation of Bhagavatam, here in Kudiya. The Kesava Maharaj's mutt is named after them, Devananda,
yes.
Gauriya mutt. Devananda, he was a scholar of Bhagavatam, but he had a standpoint from the Shankar school. So Mahaprabhu, suddenly one day, here, that Devananda Pandit, he was parai, read
he Pada. Gives lectures.
He teaches Bhagavatam to the students, so many students, but he himself does not know the real part. He is spreading poison in the name of Bhagavatam. I shall go and tear off his books. One day, suddenly inspired with such spirit, Mahaprabhu ran. And this Srivas Pandit and the others perhaps stopped him. No, no, that is not going to be well in you. Anyhow, then one day Mahaprabhu met Devananda Pandit and told, you teach Bhagavatam to the students. But do you know it? What is there in Bhagavatam? What nectar is there? You yourself do not know. So, in a very base, ridiculous way, Mahaprabhu told, Prabhu kahe paripurna kariya jeva khaye, bhajjo kitte giya tabe seva sukh paaye. One who has fed full belly, while he goes to the latrine, ওর মধ্যে নেই
পেলে না কাপড় আছে
কি কাপড় আছে মানে কাটা কাপড় নেই
One who has got a full belly. One who has full belly.
Has full belly. He, when he goes to the latrine, by passing, while passing tools, he gets some relief. But you do not get that sort of pleasure also. That sort of pleasure also you do not get. What nectar, what taste is there? Mean fellow, with mean mind, you approach the Bhagavatam and you teach it in such a filthy way. What do you know about Bhagavatam? Then, some other time, Bakreshwar Pandit, Mahaprabhu's intimate devotee, he came and stayed with her. What I wanted to say. Srivas Pandit came one day to hear Bhagavatam from Devananda told school. Then Srivas Pandit, when hearing Bhagavatam, he is pronouncing the shloka. Srivas is understanding in his own way, and so many feelings coming, sometimes tears, sometimes shivering. And Devananda Pandit asked his students, oh, that man has come to disturb us with all these lower sentiments. Take him up. So his students took Srivas Pandit from there and left him outside. And that enraged Mahaprabhu. And anyhow, that Bakreshwar Pandit, he came to his house. He was the first disciple of Mahaprabhu, and he was the first successor in Radhakanta Math Puri, Bakreshwar Pandit. After Mahaprabhu's departure, Bakreshwar was in charge of that place where Mahaprabhu lived 24 years.
In Gambhira? Yes.
Gambhira.
Radhakanta
Math. And Mahaprabhu, that Bakreshwar Pandit came here previously, and by he had a talk, private talk, and Devananda was converted. Yes. For he did not know that such meaning may be in Srimad Bhagavatam. We are influenced by Shankaracharya. See, Brahma is all in all, and these are all Saguna Maya. So when Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, after 5 years of sannyas, he came to visit this Navadvip Dham, this Kuriya, Bakreshwar Sarvananda Pandit. And Mahaprabhu, yes, you have got, you committed offenses so much, not about me, as you have committed to Sivas Pandit, go and beg forgiveness from him, and you will be absolved from your offenses. And Mahaprabhu told them. Kuliyaprakashi Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Hena Nahi Yalitiho Nahi Kurida Dhamma the Chapal Gopal and the many others that gave so many bad remarks about Sri Chaitanya's movement, they all came. I could not understand your outstanding personality and your superiority. So we did much wrong against you, unknowingly, unconsciously. Please forgive us. Oh, no, 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 you are no offense, I say. Go ahead. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So, adhikar, Bhagavatam also. And satsanga, even a Brahmin may not have proper position to understand and to teach the scripture. Only sadhu sangha. A good teacher is necessary to understand the Shastra. Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath Bhatta also. He was living in Banaras, son of Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra was a devotee and a scholar also. When Raghunath Bhatta went to visit Mahaprabhu in Puri, he said, don't marry. Serve your parents, they are Vaishnava, and when they will pass away, you will go to Vrindavan and live with Rupa Sanatan. In the meantime, you read Srimad Bhagavatam from a Vaishnava teacher. Yava Bhagavat para Vaishnava sthana. Get the real standpoint, how to approach. What is the theme? What is this end? All these things. They will be able to give you a real direction in your study. So Baladev Vidyabhushan comes to say that he may be anyone, but he comes to a proper guru, guide. Then he has got the capacity to enter into the meaning of the book, of the scripture, that is.
There is said, Eko Bhagavad Bara, Bhagavad Shastra, Aro Bhagavad Bhakta, Bhakti Rasa Patra. So what is Bhakti Rasa Patra?
Two Bhagavad. Bhakti Rasa Patra is the sadhu. One who is living the life of a Bhagavata, Bhagavat. Bhagavat Snapatya Bhagavata. Pertaining to Bhagavan, the book and the man, living scripture, is Bhagavata, Vaishnava is Bhagavata. Bhagavatu Bhakta, Bhagavata. So Bhagavata is person and Bhagavata is scripture, both. Ek Bhagavat var Bhagavat Shastra, Ar Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. Okay?
What is the meaning of Bhakti Rasa Patra?
Bhakti Rasa Patra, a person who is filled up, a pot filled up with rasa, rasu visha, anandam. Patra. Patra means person, as well as patra means pot. Two meaning of patra, word patra. Patra means the pot. Glass, this,
container.
Container. And he is also container. Patra Bhakti. This called Patra. This space, time, and person. This called Patra. Three factors of the world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Vidhai Chaita. Upanna jivanamatam. Amitam prapanna jivane amrita prapannanam jivane amrita sarupam. Those that have surrendered, this is nectar in their life. The nectar rain, and they surrender the life. Nectar rain, and it's key, and surrendered, soul surrender. In souls surrender. Surrendered soul nectar rain. It will sustain them like amadam.
Those who have surrendered.
Those that have surrendered, it is nectar to them. And they will live eating this.
Yes.
This is their food. If they go on to it, their life will be sustained. The food, like amritam, for them.
Maharaj, what inspired you to compose Prapanna Jivanamritam?
When I came out to live alone, leaving away the association of the disciples of Prabhupada, I came to live alone. I felt some sort of helplessness within me. And then I found that Saranagati, that is the indispensable necessity in the life of a devotee. I was excluded from the company of Prabhupada's association. I am helpless. But Saranagati may come to my relief. So, especially I came to think, what is Saranagati? Saranagati would be the basis. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Saranagati impressed me most when I came to his connection. Saranga Saranagati Haive Yaha Tahar Prasthana Sune Sri Nanda Kumar. If I want to Nanda Kumar, then I must have this sixfold Saranagati. And I wanted to culture that. So, I heard as much as in that time, from after coming from Mott, in my Mott life, I recollected them, as well as consulted Hari Bhakti Vilas Saranagati, Jiva Goswami Prabhu Bhakti Sandarbha Saranagati, and Ramanu Sampadaya Saranagati. And then I tried to collect them and to put them in a particular way, as I thought best, and then began to write this book, that this may be may help others who will come in such position as mine. That was the real. This question I was never asked so far. You have asked today, and I'll say what led to me to compose this book.
New question means the possibility of new nectar, Maharaj. New question means the possibility of new nectar.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Nirjhara Shapno Bhango.
I heard that Ravi Thakur's noted poetry, but I have not gone through that.
Well, it's more a nationalistic thing.
The Orthodox.
Yeah.
Orthodox, he blamed. He blamed the Orthodox system. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nijhare Sapna Bhanga.
Khub sundar likheche. Rabindranath Thakur, he had a command of the language.
Kavi. a world, could only be utilized. He could describe beautifully anything he touched. Kavi. But Kalidas is also a notable, as a renowned Kavi. Hmm. But he is not Acharya. His life was a filthy one, we are told. So Ravi Thakur, he may be a poet. But what is given to us, that is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. Professor Babu, our Nishikanta Sangha, the writer of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, a very blind follower of our Guru Maharaj, and very strong. He was first follower of Ravi Thakur. Then when he came to this school, in his diary he noted, one who does not sincerely believe in a particular creed, and if he writes, he go to write, he will realize that thought he is a hypocrite. So, and he rejected Ravi Thakur from there. Hypocrite means kapot, deceit.
He is a deceit.
Banchak, deceiving agent is he, who does not, who has no faith really in that creed, but he is writing many things in his favor. So we must be very careful about them. What he does not believe what he says. He does not believe in it in itself. The man and his word is different. We must not believe such man. We should be rather very much careful when we should meet him. What he says, he does not believe that. He is a hypocrite, double dealing. That was found in his diary. Krishna, 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 Gaurai Go. As a doctor, I can eat at a D&R, I was a secretary. One doctor came to for treatment. When I was a patient, you have passed so many days in your red cloth. What have you got? You wanted.
He is asking you.
Have you got anything? You are passing so many days with red cloth. Yes, but I have. I may think that I have got so much as to say with boldness that what is written by your Rabindranath Tagore, all false.
You told him again?
Yes. Ravi Thakur ji, apna jaan ji, so sabbhagman jali ke se sabte, the highest position in the culture of the present day, everything wrong and filthy. So much I have studied.
He must have been quite shocked.
Eight of page. One of my friend in church in previous life, he came to see me. What have you got? Have you seen God? And this was a state question. No, I have not yet seen, as you may think, to be seen. But then what have you got? It's so many days you have passed. I also told him that your Vivekananda and Ramakrishna, they got nothing, and what they said all false. This I have understood. He was very much depressed and went away. That their sight, what they say, that this is God, I have seen God, all these things are false. And nothing. That is shaguna. That is maya. That is not true. Once, it is an important thing. While Calcutta Mott was in a hired house,
Ultralingam.
At that time, that is the beginning of the Mott, we came, perhaps that year or 1 year ago I come, joined the mission. The day of appearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was observed with some festival. And some pandal was to be erected on the street, and their meetings were going on. One respectable Jamindar was taken by one of our, that's Goswami Maharaj, one of our God brothers, was invited and he came to hear. And he asked Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, I have got a very private talk with him. Then it was in the dark night and it was arranged. Two chairs were given in the far off, and the Prabhupada went there, and that gentleman also sat closely. Anyhow, I managed to take position a little far in the dark night. That Prabhupada may not be left alone.
Aye.
That was also my thought in the mind. And also, what does he say? A curiosity. So, then that man, looking his head, possibly nearest distance to Prabhupada's ear, have you seen God? Then Prabhupada's answer was, what is the good of saying that I have seen or I have not seen? As long as you do not know how to see, what is called to see the Lord, you do not know, you cannot get any benefit by my mere statement that I have seen or I have not seen. You are blind to both the things, to both. First thing, you should learn how to see God. You must get that sort of eye to see the God. Without that, my statement, any man may say, I have sinned, then what of that to you? You may be deceived. I have not sinned. Your God, what you have concocted within you as God, that is also would misguide you. So, Prabhupada trying to see, he repeatedly, have you seen in this way? And Prabhupada is always sticking to his own point. That would be of no good to you. You should know what is God and how to see, what is his sight. All that you must study yourself. Otherwise you will be deceived by any man and every man by mere statement that has got no value in this way. And our Madhav Maharaj, Vaigriva Majari. He was Vaigriva, first, then Madhav Maharaj, and his cousin brother Narayan Mukherjee, both of them first went to visit Katwa to see Mahaprabhu's murti. And from there he came to see Mayapur. And went to see Prabhupada. Prabhupada seeing two young men, fair complexion. He asked him, "Who are you? And where did you go?" And they said, "We went to see Kakatua, to have darshan of Mahaprabhu because there." They said, "I heard from Madan Maharaj." Then Prabhupada stressed, "Have you seen? Would you see Mahaprabhu?" Ordinarily we have seen, but the way he is putting his question and pressing, have you what darshan? That raised some question within him. Then he means something else, the real sight. Then he says, "We have seen that as ordinary man has seen. That is not seeing proper. If we want to see him, then we must have to get such eye and go to Guru, Agyanatimidam, Vasyagyanam, Yudhava." All these things he came in with teaching. And then, at that time we went away, but again we came, the proper seeing, how to see him. And Hare Prabhu, he was Hirambo Banerjee. Once he told, he was working in a private European company, and suddenly by reading the book of Shankaracharya, he had some intense indifference to the worldly life, and he ran to Haridwar and went far up into the hills and stayed 3 days and nights there under a tree and ate on some bale, what is that? Bale fruit?
Bale.
Mm?
Yes, bale fruit.
Then he told to me, "I heard a sound, go away, you will get Sadguru. The real Guru, he will get you, go now." Then I came back. And generally I have come here. Consequently, I told. This Madan Maharaj, Hirambo Banerjee, Ganesha, and then I grieve Brahmachari. Ganesha.
Ganesha
Nam Sri? That ordinary name. Hare Krishna. How to see? The eye is necessary. The eye. Dibba darshan. Dibbam dadami tirtha chakshu pashyami yogameshwaram. That is another consideration. Arjuna had higher eye. But Dibbadarshan to Arjuna, that to come lower, in the lower strata, then to have that sort of darshan, that is not the highest darshan. Dibhuja Krishna, that is the highest darshan. And Vamsidhari, more high. Okay? Kadaje. So, Dibba Darshan, the darshan, the seeing of a lower type, what Arjuna had to undergo, is another darshan. Though it is said that sudur darsham, then that is in the another side. Deva pashya rupashya nityam darsana kankhina Sudurdasanidam rupam di drishtavan osi janmama. Drishtavan osi, present tense. When Arjuna could not tolerate that Dibbadarshan, he told, I can't bear. You come to that in mind level as I had experience of your darshan. Then he became Chaturbhuj first and then Dibhuja. Drishtimangsa. Sommong, tabo sommong janardana, idani masmi sangvritta svacheta prakriti. Now I have come to my normal position, svacheta, sangvritta svacheta prakriti gata. Then Bhagavan told, sudurdasamidam rupam drishtavanasi janmama. Generally, we may think that the dibbarup that is very rarely to be found.